Hachette Audio presents The Soul of a New Machine. Written by Tracy Kidder. Read by Ben Sullivan. To Richard Todd. Prologue. A Good Man in a Storm. All the way to the horizon in the last light, the sea was just degrees of gray, rolling and frothy on the surface. From the cockpit of a small white sloop, she was 35 feet long. The waves looked like hills coming up from behind, and most of the crew preferred not to glance at them. There were no other boats in sight, but off to the south for a while, they could see the reassuring outlines of the coast. Then it got dark. Running under shortened sails in front of the Northeaster, the boat rocked one way, gave a thump, and then it rolled the other. The pots and pans in the galley clanged. A six-pack of beer, which someone had forgotten to stow away, slid back and forth across the cabin floor over and over again. Sometime late that night, one of the crew raised a voice against the wind and asked, "What are we trying to prove?" All of them were adults. The owner and captain was a lawyer in his 60s. There were a psychologist and a physician and a professor, all of them in their late 30s, and also a man named Tom West. West was rather mysterious, being the merest acquaintance to one of them and a stranger to the others. They were bound for New York from Portland, Maine, on yachtsman's business, which is to say, primarily for sport. And when they had set sail in sheltered Casco Bay earlier that evening, decked out bravely in slickers and sou'westers, all of them had felt at least a little bit romantic. But when they cleared the lee of the land and entered the seaway, and the boat suddenly began to lurch, they grabbed the nearest sturdy things and thought about their suppers, which, by the time it got dark, several of them had lost. Most of the crew now fell into that half-autistic state that the monotony of storms at sea occasionally induces. You find a place to sit, and getting a good hold of it, you try not to move again. The boat rolls this way, and you flex the muscles around your stomach, then relax. She rolls that way and you flex again. Just staying in one place is exercise. For a while, your mind may rebel. Why did you come, idiot? You don't have to be out here. You may feel remorse for having cursed some part of life on land. After a time, though, phrases start falling from your memory, snatches of song or prayer or nursery rhymes, and you repeat them silently. A little shot of spray in the face, however, or an especially loud and dangerous sounding thump from the hull, usually breaks the trance and puts you back at sea again. You feel like a lonely child.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?